Let's pray before we open our Bible. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, thank you for beautiful morning. We can come close to you using this time to hear the word of God and to pray. We pray that the Holy Spirit come with us, lead and guide us. So when we hear the word of God, we know what to do. And when we pray, we know what should we pray. After this morning prayer, when we start to do everything, we do it for your own glory. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Okay, let us open two verses from the Bible. One from 1 Samuel chapter 13. First Samuel chapter 13. We read one verse. Verse 14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. We open the book of Acts, same chapter, chapter 13. Verse 22. And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. The man after my own heart. Before I start, let me ask you, is there one of you a businessman? All worker? No one businessman? Okay. Suppose one of you businessmen, John, you are businessman, John. Big business. And then you want to choose one manager for you. And then there are three guys, candidate. And then you only give them one simple question, okay? Ask my question. 1 plus 1 are, the first man said, 1 plus 1, 3. How you think this man? Stupid. That's right. Same with me. Okay. 1 plus 1 are 2. The second man. How do you think this man? Okay. The third man said, okay, 1 plus 1, up to you, boss. Up to you. How do you think the third one? Which one you will choose for your manager? Number one, number two, or number three? 1 plus 1, up to you. Number three. Why you choose number three? Do everything what you said. That means this candidate make you happy. This candidate can please you. Because everybody know 1 plus 1 are 2. Well, this is a philosophy question. Make sure when you find this kind of boss, and then he asks you 1 plus 1, don't say 2, but up to you, boss. I don't know, Pastor Eugene, when Pastor Sam asks you like this, you said, up to you, boss. Okay. You know that number one is stupid. Number two, smart. But number three is wise. 1 + 1, up to you, boss. He tried to make his boss happy. Oh, brother and sister, we need to know that in our life, we have two bosses. Number one, in the world. Number two, in the heaven. Have you think how to make our boss, Lord Jesus Christ, happy with us? And I really want to learn from David, because two books from the Bible said, David is a man after his own heart, is a man after God's heart. That means David really make God happy. David pleased God. And everybody want to get this kind of praise from God. We haven't finished in this world. One day everybody must finish. And when we finish, what God said to you? Do He say that you are a good person? I'm pleased with you. Or I'm discouraged. That's why we still have time to change our life, to change our attitude, to change our ministry, so that we can be a man after his own heart. There are four things that I see from the life of David. So that God said, David is a man after my own heart. Number one, David always put God number one. David know how to please God. When he fight with Goliath, he did not use his power, but he always put his trust in God. He gives God glory. Let's see 1 Samuel chapter 17. And we see verse 26. Then David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who killed this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God? 36. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the army of the living God. 37. More, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the power of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord with you. And then chapter 18, verse 45. For 17:45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Every time David always say the living God, in the name of God, for God only. What I know from this verse, that David apply Matthew chapter 6:33, seek ye first and thy kingdom. He always do it for the kingdom of God. Even when he tried to kill the Goliath, he didn't do it by himself. He always said, because of God, because of God. I talked to our sister when one day your employer asked someone have a dinner in your house and you can cook well, and then the guest say, oh, you can cook very well. Don't try to say thank you. Oh, what should I say? You must say, all because madam teach me how to cook. Even madam never do it. Madam always teach me. When you say like that, you see, your madam knows must be big and small, big and small, big and small. After that, you will get some tips. If you say thank you, that means you are clever. But madam, no, don't do it. This is common sense. We do it because we know how to please someone. David, when he tried to kill Goliath, he always say, God, God, God. Put God number one. You place him. Number two, David know how to use his right, how to doesn't do God right. Let's see chapter 24. 1 Samuel 24. We read verse 25. We read verse 5. Then the man of David said to him, this is the day of which the Lord said to you, behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you. And David arose and secretly cut of a corner of Saul's robe. Now it happened after that David heard trouble him because he had cut Saul's robes. You know, Saul want to kill David. And then in this situation, David already entered a cave. The same time, Saul also want to enter this cave because stomach problem. Verse 3 said, and then when Saul do something because of stomach, David in his back. Funny story, when someone poof an enemy at the back, when enemy take the sword, you think Saul take a sword or take out the pen? I believe Saul cannot take the sword first. Saul must take the pen. When Saul take the pen and the sword can hit his head, David have opportunity to kill Saul, but he didn't do it. David pleased God. Because why? Because he know that judgment is not mine. Judgment is always God. This not one time, two time. When we read verse 26, we can see another time. David have an opportunity to do it, but he didn't do it. Sometime we take God right. When we have a success in ministry, we put God glory in our life. We cannot do this. All to be God glory. We should remember this. Number three. David is not a perfect man. He has do something wrong. But the differences between David and Saul, when they do something wrong, Saul always excuse. No, I did this because A, B, C, D, E, F. But David, when the prophet of Nathan told him what is his mistake, and David say, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Maybe one of you, as a manager, you will be unhappy when you see some of your staff do something wrong, and then the staff said, not because of me, because of office boy. And then office boy, you ask office boy, say, no, not because of me, but because of the driver. And then the driver said, no, not because of me, because of traffic jam. Make you headaches, you can angry. But when your staff say, I'm sorry, I know I'm wrong, please forgive me. David did like this. When he did something wrong, he said, I know I'm wrong, please forgive me. This kind of attitude, please God. Because the Bible said, in the eyes of God, not offering, but repent hearts is more important. And the fourth one, have you read all the book of Psalm? Psalm chapter 1 till Psalm 150. Okay. Which one is the longest? Huh? Which psalm is the longest? Huh? 199? Huh? Oh, 119. Yeah. Just remember 119. 119, 119. Huh? Okay, 119. How many chapter that David wrote the psalm? You don't know? I also don't know. Okay. But as we know that David wrote so many chapters, so many chapters. When you try to see the psalm that David wrote, most of them, when David happy, he wrote a psalm. When David sad, he wrote a psalm. So happy or sad, David can praise the Lord. Happy or sad, David wrote the psalm. That means David apply what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, rejoice always, always rejoice in the Lord. Easy for us, rejoice when we get bonus, when we get holiday, when get everything. But difficult for us, when we have problem, our company not doing well, we have so many, maybe our parents sick or everything. Can we also same with David? If we in problem, we cannot praise the Lord. It seems in the same time we blame God because of this problem. David never blamed God for something he feel not good. And David know behind this problem there are God blessed for him. That's why happy or sad, David always praise the Lord. With these four things, number one, put God number one. Number two, David know how to use his right. Number three, David no excuse when he did something wrong. And then number four, he always give thanks in every circumstance. So the Bible told us, David is a man in God's heart. I hope all of us get same praise from the God own heart. Let us close our heart, our eyes. And then we try to see our life. Do I a man or a woman after his own heart. Do I a man or a woman that make God smile? Do God proud of us?
Lord, I want to be your servant. I desire desire to be a blessing in your eyes, in your eyes.
Let's go to today's prayer focus. Let's Live of Cambodia, pastor of ministry, the new church, also Grace, she's serving there already. Let's lift her up and protect her heart and mind as she's serving those ladies that's very much in need of God, and also Pastor Tang in the Center of Priests. Let's also lift up Philippines, where the Solomon Kinlik that take care of the sick, and also Mr. Jiang in his ministry, and also Bhutan, where this is a very spiritually very dark place. Just pray that the presence of God continue to dwell in Philippines and Bhutan. Everything we do, we always start with a prayer. Really, is like Pastor Solomon saying, we are to seek after God's heart, and what the direct channel is through prayer. And let's continue to meet up, lift up our SP ministry, the IP team. They are covering our church, they are at the front end, the battlefield for us, and just really pray for protection and continue, for them discernment for the church, and also the Cascade team for their healing and deliverance, bring people to freedoms, experience that true freedom of Christ, and also the well for healing. So each one of all three ministries need really a lot of prayer to support them as well. So let's lift this ministry up. As we're living up this ministry also, because they are front end, they experience the power of God, and a lot of time they might be put in a position there being, when the glory of God, the pride issue may come in. So really protect and safeguard each one of the member in this team so that, whatever they do it unto the Lord and protect their heart and mind. For SP 1.5, there's still a lot of work to be done, and we just pray for safety for the worker there, and also we just bless the site, bless all the worker working there, even though they are just working there. We pray that they felt the difference because that's the house of the Lord, and just start covering all the workers that is working in the site, and pray that everything's on time. all the order of delivering or you know, the process of selections of supplies and stuff. Just pray, Father, that to God that that the people who administrate all this will have the heart of God as well. Heavenly Father, you know, as we have been living up, you know, the SP 1.5 every day in our prayer, it's also not just the work itself, it's also signify a new stage, a new time that for the SP to go into. Father God, that, you know, you reminded us today through Pastor Salamat that we are the people that should sit after God's heart, who do God's will. And we really, today, this morning, we lift up our congregation, every one of us, not just the people who turn up in the EMP, but the whole congregation. I pray for preparation of heart, for them to be ready to go into that new charge that you're going to give us. I also lift up this morning my brother and sister here, as you refreshing them, pouring over them your spirit, empower them as they walk out of the door, you know, doing your will. The people that come into their path, they see those people, they also see your heart in each of the people they come into contact with. As they do, you know, go back to their work or their study, as they go for the business that you've given to them, your will be so evident. And I just pray for that desire, a desire to seek after you, a desire to please you, because you love us first, and in response, we want to love you by doing what is pleasing to you. So cover my brother and sister this morning, and also to the work of the day, Lord. Take care of them. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.